Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Breaking fake news. News. You see it on your old feed there. On old Facebook. You look at the tweeter and you're tweeting out. And you're like, oh my God, look at this story here. Says that Hillary Clinton's actually a robot alien that's a communist, been programmed by the old Russians, gonna take over the world. It's gotta be true. Oh my God. Fake news is everywhere. When I was a kid, when I was a youngster, we used to call it propaganda. Propaganda. It's not fake news. The Onion is fake news. And I bring this up because you're listening to my show, then, first of all, thank you very much. We can't pay all of you, but we can pay the four that are. You're listening to my show. You're kind of open-minded. I'm pretty sure you've got an open mind. I've been doing this thing for, going on 2 years nationally now. And I have a sense that you're the people that are with me and as the show is growing, and it's growing, and I appreciate that, that there's an open-mindedness to you. We don't have to agree on everything. And when I listen to other hosts or I see other shows or I read other stuff, people are looking for people that agree with them. They're looking for validation in their belief system. They're looking for those kind of things. And, I'm not one of these guys that I don't subscribe to any kind of political party. I have my opinions. In some things I lean left, in some things I lean right. But the thing I try to do is I try to stay honest to myself and honest to you, the listener. And that's why I don't bring you salacious headlines. Hannity got popped for salacious headlines in this, just a couple weeks ago. Because for a lot of people out there, they don't even bother to read the story. They don't bother to read where it's coming from. And they take a headline and they believe it's gospel and it says to them enough of what they believe that as far as they're concerned, it's true, even if it's a lie. And for a lot of people out there, you're being fooled. Not most of my audience, because we are all very intelligent people that realize that you got to look at both sides of the coin and then decide. And that's what it's about. Fake news is one thing. The Onion is fake news. It's satire, right? It's absolutely satire. This is propaganda. Both sides have their propaganda machines. The left has the Daily Kos and the Huffington Post, and the right has, Fox News and Breitbart, and they all have their things. Let's not forget MSNBC. We don't want you guys to feel sad. You're in there as well on the left. They all have their things. And we go there because we want like-mindedness. The right is as guilty as this as anybody. I scream diversity because I think diversity is extremely important in the world we live in, and that you shouldn't be closed out by one's thought process because you don't believe what I believe. I can't have this. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that. So my best friends in the world, people that I love, one of my good friends, not just good friends, a person who I consider family in a lot of ways, is extremely left-wing, and their whole family is. But I love them. They were there when I was born. That's how long we've been associated. And their political beliefs and leaning have zero to do with my love for them. And I have other friends that I've come in contact later with in life because I seek out people that I find to be interesting and cool. And the fact that we have a differing opinion is great because you know what? I don't know everything. I don't. I'll get some things wrong in life. But I would like to have my mind open. And if I can see things in a different way that I didn't think of before, that's great. We have shut ourselves down and we buy into these propaganda. And that's what I call them, propaganda. We buy into these things as gospel. And they're not. They're not. They give you half a story. They give you salacious headlines and a portion of a story of which, just like the media that's real at times, will chop things up to make it look like something. And they hand it to you, and you run with it. Yesterday, we talked about Planned Parenthood. I said, all of you out there, you probably don't even know what Planned Parenthood does. It services men. They do vasectomies. They do everything. They do mammograms. They help with birth control. They do a lot of things there. And for a lot of people in poorer areas, this is the only health care women that they will get. It's not just about abortion. I had a bunch of text messages coming through. Chad, you don't know. It's 99% abortion. It's 95% abortion. It's this, that, and the other. And I finally said to a few of them, show me your facts. Show me the facts. Well, I read somewhere. Well, give it to me. One person had the cojones enough to write back and say, wow, I was wrong. I don't like what they do with abortion, but I was wrong. I said, you know what? You don't have to like what they do. Not even about that. He goes, but I've been looking at all these sites. I said, that's where it goes wrong. You've been looking at sites that want to paint a picture for you. And we seek out people that we associate with. That's just nature, right? You don't see animals hanging out with each other. It's like, you watch The Jungle Book, it doesn't really happen, right? I'm letting you know that. It's not real. It's not like right now there is a, by the way, Finding Dory, you seen that? You like it? Finding Nemo, do you know what happens? That fish gets eaten, or it ends up in somebody's aquarium. It doesn't hang out with other big fish. Solve that problem in the movie. Doesn't happen. But we seek out like-minded things. People who believe the ideology we believe, people have the same religious beliefs, sexuality, things like that. We seek that out. And then we start screaming about diversity, which is the thing that makes me laugh the most, because diversity to me starts first in the mind. Do you have a diverse mindset? Are you willing to listen to other people? Are you willing to hear them? Are you willing to have a dialogue with them? Are you willing to have an open mind? Because all of the other stuff, race, sex, sexuality, religion, all of that other stuff, if you're willing to have that, that stuff comes easy. That falls into place. But because like-minded hangs out with like-minded and we have groupthink, this is what we get. So when people see these fake news stories, they take it as gospel. You really have no idea how much you're doing a disservice to yourself. Because you should want me to come to you with the truth, just like I want you to come to me with the truth. And again, I will miss stuff at times. I am not always correct. But I do the best I can to find everything out I can about a subject and point you to it. Because that's what you should do. I tell you to read between the lines. People give you a portion of stories. That's what happens. The left does it. The right does it. I'm telling you, this is why we need to be doing this thing. We need to be running this country. Because we're independent thinkers who have a very real idea of a lot of things. And we have zero agenda. My agenda is the truth. I want to give you my opinions, but my agenda is the truth. If I have an agenda, I want to give you the truth about something. But you should make up your own mind. Don't go groupthink on me. I don't care. If you disagree with me, knock yourself out. But think for yourself. That's the thing. Headlines. I was joking with Anthony today. I said, you know what? I don't even want to write articles. We should just have a website where there's nothing but headlines. Because how many people click? When you were a kid, you were reading the paper, and you were like, it's, oh, okay. And you got to the end, and it's like, story's finished on C25. You're like, well, I'm done with that. People just like the shock of the headlines. Stop believing the headlines. Bite into it. Last hour, we talked about discrimination and online shopping. It wasn't discrimination, but it caught people's eye. They're discriminating. No, what they're doing is they're data mining you and they're finding everything they can out through algorithms. But that's the headline. Trump, you're going to hear it over and over again from the left. All of these things, of which will be partial truth, just like the right has done in many ways with Obama. And Obama's done to himself. Hey, jobs are through the roof. It's great. Blah, 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 blah. But you got to read through the lines. Yes, jobs are. We've brought back 18 million jobs. You can't, 8 to 10 million jobs. You can't deny that. But you don't tell the whole story. What's the whole story? They're not great jobs. They're low paying jobs. Many people have second jobs. you're not getting the whole truth of things. And this is why I like the fact that people can be open-minded, and that's what we should want. We want to know the truth, not the truth as we see it and the group that we hang out with. You should want to know the absolute truth. Because how can you make a true decision on how you feel about something if you only take it from one side's point of view? You can't. Everybody should have a bit of say. The numbers, the data, the things should all come out. And then you make up your own mind. It's that simple. But fake news has played a huge part in this election. And by fake news, I mean propaganda. And by propaganda, I mean both sides screaming and yelling half-truths at one another. And then both of those sides taking their constituents, running back to everybody else saying, this is the truth, when in truth, it's not the truth. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Feel free to text us. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. It's easy to go there. And check out chadbensonshow.com for all the cool stuff that we have, including all of our great parody songs and all the little bits we've done. Ah, you got to check it out. chadbensonshow.com. Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Whoa. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm horrible at singing. I just want you guys to know that. I think you realize that, though. But we're good with it. We are good with it. Good with it! Oh. Speaking of fake news or, you know, even, you know, television's as guilty as anybody for screaming loud. We watch, you know, we've got CNN on throughout the day here as we work inside the studios and in the office here. And they've always got breaking news about something. And it's like, you know, there's a massive knife fight going on inside of President Trump's administration. Who will be left standing? I'm sure they'll be okay. But when you have to fill, I feel, you know what, I got 3 hours to do this, and, you know, we do all of our other stuff. When you have to fill, I can't even imagine what it was like. But then they're all kind of talking heads, right? And their opinions are so just, it's just, I've got to make this salacious. Who do you think Trump will have? Who cares? How about that? Who cares at this point in time? Because it's going to change 148 times between now and January 20th. And by the time he gets through, his administration is set and ready to roll. By the time he's finished in 4 years, that thing's going to be like a revolving door. That's who cares. Oh, my God. Trump went to dinner and didn't take the press. They put a lid on it. Then he sneaked out. He's a sneaky guy. Who cares? Again, who cares? I know I don't. I don't. People are like, why aren't you more interested? I'm like, because it's not interesting right now. Because it's all screaming and yelling. The alt-right this, and these guys that. Blurdy, blurdy, blur. I don't care. I don't. Not at this moment in time. Because everybody's going to speculate on something. Let's let it get in there and happen. And then we'll talk about it. I just want to say, Paul Ryan today was able to curb the excitement of the Republicans now that they seem to have this quote-unquote momentum behind them, where they wanted to get rid of the current restriction on earmarks. They were going to vote on it. If you don't know what an earmark is, I'll break it down to you really quick if you're just new to politics. Essentially, fat inside of bills, meaning your pet project. So you could take it back to your district. So you'll get lots of money to build something that has no value to the community. You would be better taking $250 million back to your district and handing it to them than building something that's useless. And they wanted to curb that. But now, through smarts that is the likes of Paul Ryan at this point in time, he thought better of it, knowing full well that he's going to have to battle for the next umpteen years while Trump is in office, optics that aren't going to look always good. And he doesn't want that. He said he'll push it out till the first quarter of 2017, but I thought it was a smart move. We as Americans don't want any more fat. I want term limits, and I want cameras where lobbyists and politicians are meeting. That'll kill a lot of stuff. Problem solved. Jeez, you should listen to my, you listening to my show could solve a lot of these problems in America. Could you imagine if we had cameras where lobbyists are? Oh, wow. Like, they would be done for. Because if you're a lobbyist, I mean, it's all about secrecy and, you know, the hand. Being a lobbyist is, to me, it's like being a college football or basketball scout. It's just kind of, you know, it's a shake of the hand with a $100 bill in it kind of thing to a kid who doesn't have anything. Hey, you should come here because I can get you a job over there. Oh, the NCAA wouldn't like that kind of stuff. But that's what it's like. Man, that solves everything. It just makes me laugh. It does. The whole thing makes me laugh. But you're going to hear, you know, that the Republicans feel they have a mandate. I don't know if they have a mandate. I don't feel that they have a mandate. What I feel is we got change. Whether or not it's going to be good change, we do not know. But I don't feel like they have some sort of awesome mandate that's going to allow them to go and just run as lunatically crazy as possible and just start spending money left, right, and center. I think they would like to do that. I think they're hoping to do that. But I have to be 100% honest with you. I think the American people know better, and we need to make sure that they keep those earmark restrictions in there, because I don't want giant, huge bills rolling through with $500 million earmarked for this, that, and the other, because those pet projects add up, and then what happens? Boom. We get bigger and bigger in debt. And the Republicans, you're as guilty as anybody. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Are you a psycho? We'll talk about the 10 best and, well, the ones who are least likely to be and the ones who most likely will be psychos, plus service dogs. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We've all been on airplanes, and we look over, and next to us is a dog. A Shih Tzu, a Lhasa Apso, a Golden Doodle, a whatever. I don't even know what they are, you know. Maybe somebody's got a cat. Or a monkey. Or a ferret. Or an alligator. Whatever makes you feel... Bird. Somebody had a bird. How weird is that if you're a bird? I could fly. I don't need this crap. Right? Why are you taking me on here? That's just silly. Well, there's starting to be a lot of complaints to people about carrying on and bringing on animals that are service dogs. Look, you can go online today. And for $40, you can buy yourself a service dog vest. Doesn't mean it's a service dog. And there's nothing. I don't have a problem with it. In fact, I think it's hilarious. You know what the thing that makes me laugh is? You look, you're walking. And John and I, we were up at, 2 weeks ago, we were up in San Francisco and in the Sacramento area. We were flying back out of San Francisco. And we were walking. And there's this dog in front of us. This little Shih Tzu is walking, and it has no idea where it is. It has no idea what it's doing there. It's looking around here and thinking, what am I doing? There's no grass. There's a bunch of people. I'm having to be x-rayed. What have I done to deserve this? I have zero problems with it, but it is funny. Now, I've not been on with a cat, but I've been on with several dogs. And the last time I was on, this was a little dog. The last time I flew, and I flew last year out to Atlanta, there was a big dog. And I thought it was hilarious. Because it was just like chilling. Like they're holding this giant dog. and you're just laughing your ass off. And you're thinking to yourself, this is hilarious. Like, it's people are afraid of it. It's making somebody else feel good, but it's making other people feel nervous. And what if it drops a deuce? You're on a four-hour flight. It's got to go to the bathroom. What are you going to do? I'm serious. I'm over it. And people are complaining about it. People are absolutely complaining about the fact that they, you know, people are bringing on these little dogs and people are buying these things. And for people who actually have real service dogs, it's not cool. Like, okay, producer Phil, like, what would be the best service animal you could bring on to freak people out?
Python.
Oh, that'd be good. This is my service python. This is my service rattlesnake.
I'm sick of these medical pythons on my medical plane.
For many of the people, see, Delta and a lot of these airlines, there's an Air Carrier Access Act that allows customers to travel with emotional support animals or psychiatric service animals. First of all, I'm going to tell you this. If you are flying on a plane and you need psychiatric help, then maybe you shouldn't be on the plane.
I'm just amazed at the prevalence of it these days. I mean, you could just go get something, get an animal and bring it on the plane with you.
That's it. I was here. I bought it. It's awesome. Like, you know, and I would love to bring a Great Dane on, or maybe like a potbelly pig or like a rhino.
I just drink.
You just bring
that calms
booze
all
on?
My anxiety.
Yeah, I was really scared earlier, but now I hope we crash. I don't know any of these people. They're jerks. I just find it. We are so sneaky. Like, how do you even check, right? Like, do you put the dog through paces? Like, how do I know that's a real dog that does real things? What can it do? Does it know CPR? Does it? Does it know CPR? Does it know how to use a tourniquet?
Did Timmy fall down a well?
Yeah, there's no wells on this plane that Timmy could fall down on. I'm asking. How do you know you need this animal? I'm afraid and the animal calms me. It's amazing. It is. Don't fall for it. You're getting on a plane, look over, and say, where did you get that vest? Because I'd like to get one for my pet so I could take him into any store I want to and say, he's helping me. He's helping me. He is. So ridiculous. Psychos. Are you psychotic? And this will be something talked about. Because Donald Trump, everybody thinks he's a psycho. He's psychotic. According to new studies, what, one in five CEOs or leaders are quote unquote psychotic or have psychotic tendencies. So we have the lowest and highest rated positions that would make you either more prone to being psychotic or the ones that are least prone. All right, let's work at number 10, and we'll do it both side by side. So for the lowest prone psychotic people, accountant. Yeah. Well, I guess you're boring all the way, right? Right? This is always boring. Civil servant is at number 10 for the highest. Number 9 for the lowest, doctor. I don't know about that. Well, medical appears on the other side too. And this is something, here's something for you, Phil. I think this should be higher. And I think most of you out there would agree because you've seen the shows, but I've been inside kitchens. Chef is number 9 on the top 10 list of most psychotic.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I thought it would be higher. Let's see. Number 8 for the lowest psychotic tendencies would be creative artist. I don't even know what that means. Probably painter, right? But here's one. This is weird. Phil, you'll never guess what number 8 is. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Clergy.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the thing when you look at some of the psychotic tendencies they look at. Is there narcissism? Maybe a belief that they're better than everybody else? Maybe even a messiah complex and stuff? I could see that. I mean, if you are, it's like anything else, right? If you're a star at some point in time, you know, you just think you're like above it all and maybe a little bit better than other people. So I could see that, But it's just weird because when you think of clergy, you're thinking of some guy running some small, you know, church in, you know, in Iowa or North Dakota or Grand Rapids. And but you think about it, maybe that guy's got a, you know, he's got a ton of power within his within his group. So, yeah, I could see that. Teacher, number seven. I don't buy that. I teacher should be on both sides. Because I've met some psychotic teachers in my lifetime. I really have. Police officer for is number seven for the most prone to psychosis. Charity worker, number six. Charity worker as least likely to be psychotic. Journalist. I could see that. Like real journalist. Why is Megyn Kelly on CNN right now? She got a book?
She might have a book to sell.
She got a book to sell. She should come on me. Beautician and stylist, number five, for least likely to be psychotic. Surgeon. Now, this is true, and I'll tell you why. They have a God complex. Anybody who can reach inside of you and repair you has a bit of the Messiah God complex. We just saw that that movie, Doctor Strange. He had that. And when I was a commodity broker, let me tell you something. Surgeons were the worst when it came to money and the way they lived their life. They were crazy, narcissistic, out of control. They could make money fast. They blew it all the time. They always had problems. Three marriages. It was crazy. But I could see why you could be a little psychotic because you could have that kind of complex. Number four, crafts person. I don't even know what that is. Somebody who makes crafts? Maybe. Least likely. Salesperson. Yeah, definitely. But the top echelon salespeople. Number three, therapist. You're too busy listening to people who are psychotic. And Phil, this one's for us. Number three, most likely to be psychotic. Media, TV, radio.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number two, least likely to be psychotic. Nurse. You nurses. Number two, most likely, lawyer. Yeah, I can see that. Big lawyer again, though. Big lawyers. Number one, least likely to be psychotic, care aide. Probably somebody who's like a CNA or one of those. Anybody who's willing to do the Lord's work like that and change a bedpan, you're probably least likely to be psychotic. But you would think for the $850 you make, you're probably the most likely to freak out because you're making $850 and you're cleaning somebody's, you know, bedpan. That's the way I would look at it. Number one, most likely to be psychotic, CEO. Wah, 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 wah. I thought Chef would be higher. Just watch that show with Gordon Ramsay.
Well, he's psycho to begin with.
But, yeah, I mean, I just think there's, I mean, chefs, I mean, I've been inside of kitchens, and, man, those, they lose it. Because, like anything else, they're artists, they're people like that, you know? People, they're type A personalities, and they want stuff done their way. And they'll lose it. Ugh. But CEOs, I could see that. Because, a lot, you know what, you can't probably get to a lot of these positions without having a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in you. A little bit. A little bit. Speaking of getting some in you, how about we get some in you that makes you healthy and tastes delicious? I'm talking about Super Beets. We all know that circulation is important. It's critical to your health. You're getting older. I'm getting older. Nobody's getting younger, kids, but we can slow down the process to a certain extent and make ourselves healthier. That's why I choose Super Beets. It's a natural way to support my healthy blood flow. I get enough dietary nitrates into my body. They get converted to nitric oxide. Boom. Away it goes. The best way to do that is Super Beets. A scoop in the morning, maybe in the mid-afternoon, whenever you feel you need a boost in a way you had. And let me tell you something. The oomph in it is great. The delicious taste, and there's zero, zero crash like you get with all of those nasty energy drinks. And there's no, this is the thing that's great. The calories. What calories? Exactly. Super Beets tastes great. Every day before the show, my man Phil, across the country, dips into his Super Beets.
I actually just finished mine. It was a little late today, but yeah, I don't get jittery. I don't get, because anyone who knows me knows I would drink between two or three pots of coffee a day, and it was just too much for me. But I've gone to this. It tastes great. I don't get the jitters. I don't crash afterwards, and it tastes great.
This is the secret I hear with Super Breeze, the helping you support healthy circulation and blood flow and blood pressure levels. You're going to want to jump on this because they're doing something fantastic. 30-day supply free with your first order. Also, you're going to get nitric oxide indicator strips. These things are free to use before and after drinking Super Beats. Make sure it's working in your body. Plus, a book called Beat the Odds, absolutely free. And all this comes to you with free shipping. Here is where they literally put their money where their mouth is. And this, my friends, is awesome. It's guaranteed your money back. Boom. What? Guaranteed your money back. Go to ChadBeats.com. That is ChadBeats.com or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It's delicious. It's guaranteed your money back. The energy, you'll feel it. The stamina, you got it. Go to ChadBeats.com or call 800-561-2677. We're almost done getting you over the hump. Wrap it up now.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I just want to say something. I am a person who I think is pretty fair across the board. And I'm glad that she resigned. And I think this was a classless act by the Clay, West Virginia mayor who tweeted out about the first lady that's currently in the office saying it will be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified first lady in the White House. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels. That is, you know what? Don't tell me that you don't have some sort of feelings. There's some things you say and people could go, oh, you know, okay, that's misconstrued. People are looking for it. That's pretty straightforward, what you said there. That's pretty much as straightforward as it gets. You called her an ape in heels. You're an ass clown. And the fact that anybody voted for you is amazing. But to me, I just find it. She has apologized for a response. She has. It is an absolute. It is to me. It's talk about no class. That's no class to me. You're a no class person who you don't even deserve to have your name said anywhere. But you're gone, and that's good. That's good for everybody involved. That is absolutely good for everybody involved in a situation like that. I don't know if you saw this. We talked about this, Phil, the other day, and you probably saw it at some point in time today, producer Phil. The world's fattest man.
I did see that, and I immediately thought of the conversation we had a couple days ago.
He's 1,100 pounds. He's 32-year-old. He's from Mexico. He has just arrived at Guadalajara's airport there. His name is Juan Pedro. He is a large man. He is from Aguascalientes. And they said he's been living at home with his mother with no medical care and insufficient resources to buy the right kind of food and medicines to keep his weight down. So he is going into the hospital. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but he has type 2 diabetes. Is that wrong? I'm so...
This is my surprised face.
It is horrible, because I'm sure he's a good guy. They showed him playing the guitar. Well, it looked more like a ukulele, but it was a guitar. But it's how did you get here? Like, at what point do you look down? But here's the thing, and this is what I said. He is so big that they're going to have to keep him in the hospital for 6 months just so they can get him regulated to the point where he will survive the surgery. 6 months. He has hypertension, liquid in his lungs, and a thyroid problem. Doctor says it's impossible for the human body to cope with the pathologies Juan Pedro suffers from for a prolonged period. But we got there just in time. This is no life. This is the worst sentence you can give a human being. His body essentially is his own prison. Man, Mr. Pedro lived very close to the person who was once billed as the world's fattest man, who was a little bit bigger than him by 200 pounds bigger. That gentleman died. Obesity is a massive problem in Mexico. I still marvel. I just don't know how you get there. I don't know how you get there. I can see getting 30 pounds overweight, 40 pounds overweight. But to me, I don't understand how one gets to that point.
Well, I do think that I saw in this story he did have an accident at some point, and that's when things started to go downhill.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. Look, yeah, I mean, I understand that there was that. But it's like 1,100 pounds. You know, you may say at 300 pounds, dude, you need to do something because we're worried about you. Like, all of us have a big friend or somebody, and you're like, you know, I kind of worry about this person. But it's like 1,100 pounds, man. That's wow. That's huge. That is huge. Huge. Solid fun show today, kids. As we always do, we got you over the hump. Check us out on the old Facebook. That is social media for us old folk. Chad Benson Show. You can tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. Love it when you do. And text the show 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. For my awesome crew by the name of Anthony and Mr. Phil, my name is Chad Benson, and I wish you all a good night. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.